Hello, I'm Dr. Timothy O'Donnell, the president of Christendom College. Today on Faith Matters, let's talk about the Eucharist. You know, one of the great sources of information we have on the Eucharist is chapter 6 of John's Gospel. And there, we recognize that Christ assures us that He was not going to leave us orphans, but through His Spirit was going to continue to remain with us through this great sacrament of His love, the sacrament of the Eucharist. You know, this was something that caused division even the day that our Lord announced this great gift. This not only turned the crowds away from our Lord, but even split His disciples who wanted to remain faithful to Him. A number, when they heard this, that you must eat His body and drink His blood, and that unless you did this, you would not have life in you. A number said, "This saying is hard. Who can bear it?" And they turned and walked with Him no more. This is something that is so central to our Catholic faith. And thanks be to God that when the disciples turned and walked, that Peter, who was the rock, was there and was present and was willing to speak on behalf of all of us. Our Lord, almost with a breaking heart, you think what this must have meant. This was going to be His final legacy, His final gift to the church, that He would stay with us in the Eucharist. And then after the disciples turned and began to walk, He turned to His 12 and said, almost with a broken heart, "What shall you leave me also?" And then Peter, thanks be to God, the rock, stands and says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have come to know and believe that You are the Christ, the Son of God." What a great and glorious that moment was in the history of salvation. We as Catholics want to echo that same sentiment and stay close to the Eucharist and always exercise the type of reverence that is required of us when we are in the presence of Almighty God. Thank God every day for this great and glorious gift of the Holy Eucharist. Thank you for being with us today, and God bless you.
For more insights on this topic, join Dr. Timothy O'Donnell for his series, St. Luke, Meek Scribe of Christ, coming to EWTN.